So this is another stupid, unscientific recording thingy. This time I'm playing with the Sennheiser E835 versus the Blue Encore 100 dynamic mics. This is the Sennheiser E835, and I'm not going to bother with trying to make this room any cleaner. There's a ticking clock in the background, which is about 3 feet away from me, and other miscellaneous crap. So we have the axis, the standard axis of the rear rejection. I'm pretty much directly behind the microphone now. Now I'm coming back up. I'm off to the side, pretty much right on it, but off to the side. Now I'm straight in front of it. Now I'm really in front of it. And now I'm going back off to the other side, which should be exactly the same as it was going that direction. So I come back, and now I'm going to switch to the Blue Encore, which I have plugged in and played with for about 28 seconds. And I'm using the 835 as a comparison because I think it's probably the closest thing I have to what the Encore is supposed to be. So let's see what it does. And this is the Blue Encore 100. I should really say that it's the Blue Encore 100 because there's also the 200 and the 300 in this line. So overall, I'd say the output is a little less, or maybe it's just that the mid presence is a bit less, and so the perceived output therefore seems a bit less. All right, now let's play with the axis. Going off to the side and doing the same thing I did with the Sennheiser. Now I'm going all the way back behind it, directly opposite the capsule now, and back over here, straight on it. I'd say the rejection is pretty comparable. The microphone capsule itself, by the way, I took the windscreen off, looks a lot like that from the PR20. Doesn't sound anything like it, but it looks a lot like it. So that's something, I guess. The standard popping P test I'm not really going to bother with. It's pretty much the same, just in playing with it off recording, as the Sennheiser is. Good windshield screen thingy required in any circumstance. I think it's a little less hot. With no level change, I'm going to put on the SM7B, which is obviously less hot. And this is the SM7B. Hello, good evening. Welcome to the SM7B. Less hot? Yes, sir. Absolutely. That's just how these things go. Oh, I have a windscreen on. Now I don't have a windscreen on. This is me without a windscreen. I had the big one on just because I had the ceiling fan on and I was monitoring stuff, and having a windscreen on is cool when there's a fan on. The pop shield is awesome, but it does nothing for side things. So back to the Encore, and welcome back to the Encore. Overall, I don't mind this mic, and I've got two of them, so I don't know what I'll do with it, but they exist. And now back to the E835, which this is, and welcome to the E835. Still not sure if the overall output is greater or if it's just that peak. Really not sure. Anyway, this is that, and I'm out.